Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Nicola. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening and downloading my podcast. It really means a lot to me. Today's topic is, do you have each other's back? The six ways to make your relationship more loving. So let me ask you a question. Do you and your partner have each other's back? Or are you operating in more of a mode of attack? We wouldn't be human if we did not experience times in our lives that challenged us. It's natural that certain events, people, and our own behaviour will trigger fear, anger, stress, jealousy, overwhelm, guilt from time to time. This is normal. This is a normal part of being alive. We may not be able to control the circumstances, but we can control how we deal with the situations and choose our response. Even though our happiness is ultimately up to us, what can make difficult times easier is feeling supported by our loved ones. Having each other's back fosters marital closeness and connection, and without it, sometimes it can be the straw that breaks the camel's back. If the world seems to be against you and you feel your partner is on your side, it can make all the difference. There are several ways you and your partner can have each other's back. I'm going to be sharing a few of them with you. And as I share them with you, see if you do have their back, rather than just assess whether they have yours. Because it can be so easy in our relationships to be looking at, am I getting this? Are you doing this? Are you doing that for me? And it can be quite different when we look at it from a perspective, are we giving? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? So if you're not giving something in the list that I'm going to be sharing with you, then I challenge you to change that and to start giving it. And when you do, like countless couples I've worked with, you will see the magic unfold in your relationship. And you may even want to share this podcast with them so that you can work on having more relationship bliss, having more happiness, more passion, more fun, being more close, by focusing on these six ways to have each other's back. So number one is to support each other's roles. You probably decided at some point in your relationship who was going to be taking care of different things in the relationship and everyday life. From finances, career, family, social activities, shopping, cleaning, cooking, etc. Supporting each other to fulfill the agreed roles and covering each other when one has too much going on. It is a great way to have each other's back in marriage. Number two is to support through sickness. What actually prompted me to write about this topic and create this podcast was an awful bout of food poisoning. I say awful because I've never experienced anything quite like it before. I was so weak, I couldn't even stand up. And I slept solidly for around 55 to 60 hours. It was really, really difficult. It reminded me of so many couples I support who share with me how great they feel when their partner is loving, when they are sick, and how upset they are when their partner trivializes their sickness or shows no empathy. What about you? Do you nurture your husband or wife when they are unwell? Do you cover for them? Do you listen to them if they are feeling down, anxious, emotional? Nothing is nicer than the gift of love and kindness when you are suffering. Sometimes, even at my age, when I feel ill, I feel like reaching out to my mum when I am sick because she always greets me with heartfelt sympathy. It's comforting. We remember these things. Whether you support each other through ill health can make or break a relationship. I see it most commonly with a depressed mood following a major life change, such as unemployment. a baby, death of a loved one, when a husband or wife is unsympathetic, uncaring, avoids the issue, it can really crush the relationship and damage it for a long time. It can also break trust. So if this is your situation, get in touch with me straight away on how to fix it. The next is reading and accepting all emotional states. And this is number 3. Being responsive to our partner's emotional state is key to living in harmony. Stress and tiredness are something we all suffer from time to time. It's part of living in today's fast-paced digital era. If your partner overreacts because they are stressed and irritable, do you support them by letting it go or not making a big deal of it? Or do you bicker back? What about times you or your partner are feeling insecure, jealous, or threatened? Do you support them by addressing their fears with loving reassurance? Do you give them the attention and the appreciation they are craving? Another way you can help your partner and the relationship is by noticing a change in mood and checking to see if you may have unintentionally triggered something in them. For example, asking things like, "Are you okay? Did I upset you in some way?" Making sure that you're not the cause of the change in their emotional state is going to help you in the long run. Ignoring it and hoping that their state will change, hoping that they'll just snap out of it by themselves, is a recipe for disaster. Being helpful, kind, and addressing it head on is what really gets results. Number 4 is speak only kind words. I often hear couples say, "We're only together for the children. I don't know why we're even married some days. I'm not sure I'm in love with you anymore. You're crazy, controlling, grumpy, lazy, an idiot, too emotional, too sensitive, a head case, a jerk." These are all things that people will say in front of one another. Also things like, "You don't really care about me. You don't love me. We've made a mistake getting married. We made a mistake getting pregnant so quickly. Our relationship ended a long time ago." When such statements are made, it will not only damage how you see and treat your partner, it will also create hostility, fear, and separation in the relationship. If either one of you is insecure, hurt, or confused, it's not going to create that loving, deep connectedness we all seek. Number 5 is give praise. Supporting each other is giving praise, appreciation, and admiration. A Harvard Business Report found that the best performing team in a study had a praise to criticism ratio of 5.6 in employee feedback. That is nearly 6 positive comments for every negative. And this is what affected the team. They performed the best because they were given more positive comments for every negative. So just imagine now what it would do for your relationship if you praise them 6 times for every single complaint. Every single criticism, negative thing you thought about your partner. Imagine if you said to yourself, let alone to them, 6 positive things. What would the impact be? It would be amazing, I'm sure. And the only way for you to find out is to try it and see. Keep tabs on yourself. Notice if you say any positive at all, or if your dialogue, whether internal dialogue, which is just, if not more damaging than externally expressing your feelings, is more negative than positive. When we frequently let our partners know that we love them, when we show them in our behaviour that we respect and admire them, when we speak highly of them to others, we are having their back. This is what it means to have their back. The opposite is making fun of them, being sarcastic about them or to them, criticizing and complaining about one another. So the last tip I want to share with you today is shared and supported dreams. This is how you can have each other's back. We all have dreams and expectations for the way we want our lives to play out. And whilst we rarely get all that we want, sharing and supporting each other to achieve our dreams, no matter how small or big, can be a loving way to connect and have each other's back. You may be listening to this and thinking, we do all of this already. And if that is the case, great. If not, my wish for you is that this serves as a gentle reminder to listen and love more openly. Life can sometimes get in the way of who we truly are, and I really don't want that for you and your relationship. So I wish you a wonderful week ahead. And if you haven't already, then you're more than welcome to get in touch with me. I'm going to list with this my free report, The 7 Secrets to Changing Your Relationship, which has 7 key ways in a report to really fixing a marriage. I'm also going to put the link there for my Marriage Secret Masterclass, which is a 60-minute masterclass where you can really get support to start changing and transforming your relationship. Have a wonderful week ahead. From my heart to yours, take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.